Okay, let's see. Where are we going here? I want us to go to 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. With everything else we're going through, I just feel like the Lord laid this on my heart for us to be aware. And we're going to see in 1 John where he warns us. And we need to take heed to the warnings that he's given us. But when you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I want you to go to verse 12. But what I do, that I will do, and that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles. They are deceitful workers. They're transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Notice, they are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's a messenger. Now, and we need to get this as heed to the word of God and get that warning. Everyone that is preaching God's word, we need to know what to do, because a lot of people, they are professors. They are not possessors. A professor knows the word of God. They get it right here. But when you ask God, you say, Lord, give me a message to preach, or give me a message to teach. Lord, teach me how to tell my children or my grandchildren. You know what he tells you personally? Let the word that I have given you, let it go in and do the work in your heart, in the inward part. That way, you will not just transform yourself and think, I have to be good, I have to do good on this, I better not do that. It won't even be any of that. It's going to be the person and the work of Jesus Christ. So the person is him. Preach Christ. If they're not preaching Christ, something is wrong. If they, when we say preach Christ, then it's also what is coming out of this vessel. Is it just words? Is it just saying this, this, this? Or is it something that's real? It's been a change of heart. God is doing a work on the inside of his vessel. And I love this because in Song of Solomon, it says, I'm going to give you the verse. 4:16. The bride in Song of Solomon says, blow upon my garden, beloved, blow upon my garden that the spices may go forth. The one spice I'm going to tell you about today is cinnamon. Now, I'm not talking about go get cinnamon and put it on my body. I'm talking about an inward work. Where does cinnamon come from? It comes from the inner bark. There's the bark on the evergreen tree, but inward, that's where they get the cinnamon. Now, if you see her, she's grown. She's come to maturity. She's saying, blow upon my garden, O north wind, and the south wind, whatever. You see, basically, she's saying, I've been shut up. I see what's going on now. I'm aware of it. Blow upon my garden that these spices will go unto him and it will please him. Well, when we look at 2 Corinthians, we know that ministers, if they transform themselves, ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to what? Their works. Their works. And it really, if you sit back and you watch and you see, he lets you know who is. He'll let you know by the power of the Holy Spirit. He will let you be able to discern what is and what isn't. But I want you to remember cinnamon, because I think I'm going to start doing some of these spices each week. But cinnamon comes from the inner bark of an evergreen tree. So remember, inward. This is something that's worked on the inside of her heart. All right, now we're going to go to Galatians 1:8-10. But though we, and who is that? We. Paul's saying even him. But though we or any angel, any messenger from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Well, there's only, you know, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. But we have to understand what all that means first. And we have to understand that God is saying we must preach Christ, the person of Christ, and the work of Christ. It's the person Christ Jesus that we're preaching. They lay hold of it, and the work is done on the inside. But it is God, and you'll have people say, see, it's not you, it's God. It is God who worketh in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. He is. He's working it in you. What do you do when it's on the inside of the vessel? What did the Shulamite say? Blow upon my garden, O north wind. She's in submission. She's ready. She wants the spices to flow unto him. What's going on the inside of the vessel? And she said, we preach Christ and his work. He gives you the grace. He does it on the inside. Now, will you yield to that message? Will you take what God has given you and magnify the grace of God? We sing it. Let us exalt his name forever. Not exalt people. It's exalting Christ, magnifying his grace. So then he said, if they preach anything else, they're accursed. As we said before, so now I'm going to say it again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you, which there really is no other, then that which you have received, let him be accursed. Now get this, verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For yet, if I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. You know why? Because we love it when we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He supplieth all our need, right? He knows what we have need of. If I go and preach to itching ears what they want to hear, I'm forgetting that God knows what they have need of. We don't. We don't know what happens in homes. We don't know what happens on jobs. But God does know. And God is saying, I want you to realize that when you preach what I say. And no, you won't be loved of a lot of people. Because of one reason, the truth is going to convict. It's what they have need of for the change to be done in the heart. We must have those trials. We must have those things happen because God is working it, his work. And he's allowing Christ to shine out of your life. So then when we go on, he said, I don't persuade men or God. I persuade God. I just tell him, Lord, I know you are pleased with this message because you gave it. You're the one who brought the words. God loves that. He loves a willing vessel, not one that has to work it, work it, work it, work it. You don't have to work it. You wait. And I have to keep learning this. Wait upon the Lord. Lord, are you ready? Hello? It's like, do you hear me? You have to wait. He's doing a work while you're waiting for your message. But see, he's changing it on the inside. That way, when he brings it, you know where it came from. And you're ready to just let it flow out of his garden. Let it come forth. Let it be pleasing unto him. You're going to know sometimes people are going to walk out on you. People are going to say, I'm done. I'm done. If you're preaching truth and the truth alone, it's not your problem. It really isn't. I am not here to make you see it. That is not even my job. We are here to bring forth God's word and what he says, and the Holy Spirit will bring exactly what you have need of. Whether you accept it or whether you reject it, that's the working of God's work. He said, it won't return void. It's going to do what I sent it out to do. It's going to accomplish it. But I need someone to preach the truth. So then we go on. Now we should go to 1 John 4. The first word that you have, and I wrote this down because I really liked it. Okay. This is called trying. It doesn't say try the spirit. Trying the spirits. Beloved. Okay. Beloved. Let's not just jump over these words. Let's see what beloved means from Strong's Concordance. It means my people who are highly esteemed. We've had an intimate time together. It's a close relationship, just like John leaned on the Lord's breast, and he knew his own heartbeat. He knew his heart of love toward him. You're highly favored, beloved. You're my favorite. You're a favorite of his. You are cherished. You see, he cherishes her. He takes care of her. And he says, beloved, this is a warning to you. Believe not every spirit. They may look good, they may sound good, but is it from the power of the Holy Ghost and from the Word of God? We got a lot of ministers out here in this world, but you have to measure it according to the Word of God. Does it stand the test? You see, we are learning to stand, having done all to stand, okay? The Word of God is going to stand forever. If I want to stand in Him, I must allow that Word to have the right effect in my heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to hear what you want to say. But beloved, you need to believe not every spirit, but you do need to try the spirits, because there's so many. I could name names, but I'm not. There's a certain one right now that just this week I saw something and I went, wonder why that is. And someone told me, well, and they have a wonderful life. They have a wonderful life. Look like wonderful Christians, okay? Treat people so good. But what I saw, it had the meaning of remembering like the 200 or the 400 and some commandments of God. Immediately, the power of the Holy Ghost, try it. He said, a new commandment have I given you. One commandment, love. All the rest will be fulfilled by one word. Christ loved me. He gave himself for the church. God loved us and he's made a way. But all these things that look ever so good and sound so perfect, I know your works. And I know whether it be of God. And that's what he's telling us. He's warning us to try them. And I wrote down try somewhere here. But if you try it, it means you're going to examine it. I like what Brother Norm always said, scrutinize it. Really take it apart and look at it. Go in and find out what these words mean. Don't believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But we don't believe every spirit, but we do try them. You discern it. You see, you smell something isn't right. But maybe it's just the enemy coming against you. That's why you go in and you read the word for yourself. He said, whether they are of God. Because if you can smell something, get it out before it starts ablaze. A falsity, an error, But the people there, we have got to learn how to stand in God's word. We've got to learn that if it doesn't line up with my word, it's error. It is a lie. It's either the truth or it's a lie. And that, you think that's easy to have to get behind a pulpit and tell people, if it's not truth, it's a lie. You're lying to the people of God. I don't want to lie to them. I want to tell them the truth. That's why every little bit I get, I will share it. But I want to know what's right. That's why he chastens you. He's got to correct you, because if he doesn't, I just went through a correction. If I don't correct you, you don't know how to be instructed in the ways of righteousness. Rebellious children don't want to be chastened. They want to do their own way and their own thing. And if you think I'm lying, go to something that looks really good. Just go into a church. Go into a church, and it looks really good. And they go, are you going to come? And you said, no. Why? Well, I really don't believe that. You know, and so you don't go off on your own little thoughts. I want you to get, I came out of a church. I was invited to go with someone. The sermon was about the carnal church. They wanted me to come to the pie throwing in the face of the pastor. Whoever got the most people to come to church, you get to throw so many pies in the pastor's face. I don't like that. But that was me. If you're comfortable and you like throwing pies in your pastor's face and you like playing these little carnal fleshy games, that's okay if you want to. But I'm telling you, according to God's word, you better try the spirits and know whether they be of God. All these things that people do in churches don't line up with the word of God. It doesn't. People don't want to hear that because they want to do what they've always done in their own what? Systems. It's called a system. Everyone's going to defend it. Nope, this is the way it is. That. This is it. This is it. The word of God. Why did Paul say, preach this? Beloved, try every spirit, that by the spirit know whether they're of God. Because many, many false prophets are gone out into the world. Did I call them? Did I put them in that position? Come on. Did he call them? Did he call Apollos? What about Timothy? I think Timothy knew it. I think Apollos knew. I think the ones that followed Christ, they heard his word and they listened, and he said, follow me. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. They're born again. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, they're not of God. Well, I had someone ask me. Well, they said they do believe in God. They just don't believe in Jesus. I go, he was God. I said, let me tell you, Jesus is the only salvation. He's the only way. He's the only truth, and he's the only life. You'll see it at the end of Revelation. I know your works, and you're going to be rewarded for your work. Is it the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, or is it you? I have to answer that for me. I can't answer that for anybody else. You've heard that should come. Even now already, the Antichrist, it's in the world. It's already here. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. well, then I want more of Christ in me. So when the darkness comes, the light will show it up for what it is. Not to condemn, but to know thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. I want you, everyone has the same opportunity. I want them to know the truth, because the truth is what's going to make them free. Confusion, not of God. Bondage, not of God. He delivered us out of to bring us to liberty and freedom. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. You ever see this going on? Because there's different forms of this. When you look at it, they talk about the world. That's what their life is about, this world. And the world hears them. They like what they have to say. It grieves my heart when I go down the street and see people picketing. We're to seek peace and pursue it. That's what God said. That's not what I say. We are of God. He that knoweth God, he hears you. They hear the message. They hear God. He that is not of God heareth not us. Why? Because they don't want to. Know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So there is a spirit of truth, but there's also a spirit of error. Now, we don't want the attitude that, oh, I'm sure glad I'm not like they are. Glad I don't do that kind of stuff. Oh, you would, had not the grace of God kept you from it. We're all on the same plane, whether we like to hear it or not. All of sin, you all fell short of the glory of God. So stop looking at the sinner out here and just go, we all fell. God already knew it. He already knew it. Our life is to be a light, to draw them in, and to allow God's word to clean them up. As I went through, he said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God, knows God. See, it started in love. You may not know it in its fullness, but for God so what? He loved the world that he gave. He didn't say, I love you. No, I love you. I'm going to show you the love. I'm going to show you the love of God. I'm going to give my only begotten son. He that loveth not, they don't know God. Because God is love. How much of God's love do you know? That's what you show. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. Okay? In this, he said, when you know God and God is love, it was in this was manifested, revealed, the love of God that was toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten son into this world that we might live through him. Herein is love. It's in Christ. And in the work that God did. You see, it was hidden in the heart of God. But now God has revealed it to man. He's showing him. I sent my son for you. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. He sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. He was the atoning victim. He's the one that brought peace with God. He's the one that did all that. We get to enter into that, the peace with God, the peace of God, and the very God of peace. Beloved, here we go again. Beloved, think of what that word means. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. I'll tell you what, we all started out with one word. God loved you. And everyone is going to have that same, they're going to have a beginning of a new life. We need to say, God already has loved you. They go, oh, I don't think he loves me. Yes, he did. He loved you so much that all that stuff that you think is keeping you out of glory, he took it to the cross. You see how open doors to be able to tell about Jesus. Just tell about him. Tell what he's done in your life and how you had no hope. Beloved, if God loved us, we ought to also then love one another. No man that has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. It'll be completed. Hereby know we that we dwell in him. He's in us because he hath given us of his Spirit. We have seen, and now we testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of Penny. Or just who's sitting here? No. He said he sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. We're praying for Israel. Pray. I believe pray for the saints. Pray for Israel. Pray for those who are lost and have no hope. And no way to come home. They don't know the way. We have seen and do testify the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he is in God. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love. You know, just take in the first measure of love. And I can really think of it. How did you love me like that? And I'm thankful it happened that way. Because that's how I want to magnify the grace of God. The same way, same love wherewith he loved me. And I'm not saying you just go and agree with them and they can just keep doing what they're doing. No, if they come to you and say, what do you think? Tell them the truth. And they're probably not going to like you. Tell them. And I always do this. You want to know what I think? I want my thoughts to be his thoughts. If you're talking about homosexuality, I'm going to take you in the Word of God and take him in there and read it. You decide for yourself. That's between you and God. But you know what? I stand on the Word of God and I know it's powerful. But that's what's lacking. There's more judging than preaching the word. We gotta preach the truth every way, not just, well, like Jean says, when you're giving out the word of God, let it be your life, not just your words. Let it be a manifested grace of God coming forth. Herein is our love perfect, complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. He says that in 1 John chapter 3. He said, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because they don't know him. Why would they listen to you and they don't know God? That's why we preach Christ in us, the hope of glory. If a man say, there is no fear in love. Wow, then I need to grow. There is no fear in love. But I want you to think about it, because people go, well, he didn't get angry, or he didn't fear. You're not supposed to fear. And they'll bring you like, why are you doubt like that? And why are you this? No. He said that when you have those times in your life that you have fear, he's telling you there is no fear in love. I love you. You've got to know I love you. You don't have to fear what man shall do unto you. You don't have to live in fear. He said, I have called you unto me. It's a place of protection. provision, everything. I love you. And if I love you, I'm going to protect you. I will take care of everything. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. Well, I don't want to do that because I'm scared. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So if we still fear, we haven't been made perfect yet. That isn't you condemn yourself. That's he's still working on me. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, oh, I love God and I hate my brother, he's a liar. Ooh, pretty bold, isn't it? You hate your brother, you're a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom you've seen him, how can he love God and you've never seen him? You see this person and you can't love him. This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. What part do we know? And what we know, we have to remember, if the Holy Spirit leads you to preach the truth, don't tickle their ears. All you're doing is robbing, killing, cheating, all those things. It's no different than if God says, lead out and speak. One speaks in tongues and the Lord says, I want you to interpret, and you don't do it. You're robbing the saints. It's not to glorify you. It's the saints being robbed of what the Lord wants to say to them. Some people defend what looks good, what sounds good. I could look at the one that I'm telling you about, and it is good. But I'll tell you what, you can be as good, but there's no goodness that's going to get you in glory. It's only the goodness of God. We can be as good can be. And there are people like that. And people say, oh, no, I don't think so. Oh, I believe so. There's men on the street. They are so kind and so good. And you say, are you saved? No. Will that get them a reward? Oh, there's a reward. But it's not the one they want. Who do you say I am? Who do you say that I am? He'll ask you that question. And I said, well, you are what I am by the grace of God. You, the word of God says, I am. These are things that's worked. I am the Almighty God. Walk thou before me and be perfect. You see, he didn't say walk before me and be perfect. For I am the Almighty God. Oh, no, he puts himself first. I am the Almighty God. Walk thou before me and be perfect. Because God is perfect. Love is going to be perfected. That's what he's doing. A perfect work in every one of our lives. You will speak not as the world speaks. You won't. They speak gossip, profanities. Oh, the world listens too. They like it. They want to hear. He said, stop that. He said, I don't want my people doing that. If you're going to gossip about them, tell them what good things they've done in the Lord. How they touched you when you saw Christ in them and it brought you glory in him. That's what he wants. Truth, unity, oneness. Beloved, remember, you are highly favored. I still like my favorite. You're highly favored. That's how much he loved you. There's nothing. I read that track of him suffering, and it was like every time they hit him or anything, it really touched me. And I was like, you've already gone through all that. And all we keep saying is, well, will you do this now? Will you do that? He said, I already did. I just want you to believe me for what I already did for you. I love you. You're going to preach love when you know love. And if you can't preach it, that's okay. You say, Lord, I want to know love. Because I know whom I believed in. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which what? You commit unto him. Have you really gave it all to him? He can take care of it. We're learning this. That's why Gene always said, I love those words when he said that. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Not you, not Sally, not Tim. Learn of me. It's going to be Christ in you. John knelt down when he saw the messenger and he began to worship him. And he said, no, see that thou doest not. I'm one of you. I'm one of you. And he goes, it's all about him. Worship thou him. That's what he wants. That's the Lord. He got everything going for us in the beginning because he wants to fellowship with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to walk with you and talk with you and warn you ahead of time. He's warning us this morning. Be sure that when you listen to somebody, that it's the word of God. And that doesn't mean put people under bondage who are speaking and all this stuff. It's just, he says take heed to what you're listening to. And if in love, maybe you make a mistake preaching. I didn't think there was any perfect preachers. But if you preach Christ, he's perfect. That's where you stay safe. Preach the word.